Brachas Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So important to know, the Rav brings down, the Gemara brings down, that Ezra was misakin that a Baal Keri, that a person has relations with his wife, or even if it's involuntary, and there's a flow that comes from him. So he's really not tummy to say Divrei Torah, because Torah is like Eish, and it's not Makabel Tumah. Rather, that Ezra wanted that the Talmid Chabim should not be together with their wife every single night, so they had to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah after such a thing happens. So the Mishnah starts, Baal Keri Mahar Bilibo Ve'enu Mevarach. So Baal Keri is Mahar with his heart, Krishma. That's the way the Rav learns. The Gra has a totally different way to learn this Mishnah, but let's just go that it's with Krishma. Ve'enu Mevarach. But he does not say Birchas Krishma. In other words, he does not even think about Birchas Krishma. It's Mashma, the hear her hears, like the Rambam uses even a Lashon that he doesn't even move his lips. He just thinks about Krishma, but he does not. Mevarach means he doesn't even think about the brachas of Krishma. And the difference is because Krishma is Diraisa, and the Birchas Krishma are Durabbanan. So when it comes to the Birchas Krishma, he doesn't even think about them. Loy lefneha v'loy lachara, whether it's the Birchas Krishma before Krishma or the brachas after Krishma. Now the Tiferes Yisrael brings down, there's a sugi, the Gemara goes right into whether here is Kedibur Dami, when one thinks about something, is that like a person speaks about it? The Mefarshim seem to go like the Shita, I believe it's Rav Chista, that here is Lav Kedibur Dami, but rather by Shema. So why does he do it by Shema? So B'shas Hadchak, then he's Yotze, even if you hold here Lav Kedibur Dami, that when you're thinking, it's not as if you're speaking. Still, when it comes to when you're in a situation, you have no other choice, it sounds like you're Yotze on a Diaraisa. So on Shema, they let you do it. On the Brachas of Kriyat Shema, you're not Mehar her. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'alamozen mevarach la'acharav, ve'enu mevarach lefanav. Now benching, you make the bracha afterwards. Not benching, but on eating food, bread, you make the bracha afterwards, which means you have kavana, you have here, you just think about it afterwards for benching. Ve'enu mevarach lefanav. But you don't think about the bracha of amotzi lechem in haaretz. The Rav says here that since brachas the chiv is not diaraisa, therefore, you don't have to think about it. It's interesting because we know that it's a very serious thing not making a bracha. Forget about the bracha. Like the Gemara says that if a person eats without a bracha, it's like he's stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you have to make a bracha and that allows you to eat. So much so that there's shilus if a person's suffic, if he made a bracha or not. And usually we hold suffic brachas lahakal. I believe Reb Kiveger has a whole shilu of whether or not that applies to a bracha on food, because here you have another problem of eating. But even so, it seems that this person is allowed to eat without even thinking about the bracha, even though b'shas hadchak here is kedibur dami. But anyway, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarach lefneim ul'achareim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you can make a bracha both before and you can make a bracha afterwards. So Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing he's arguing against what Ezra was misakin, and he holds, this is the way the Tosfos Yontif learns, that he holds that Ezra was never misakin, he was only misakin on learning Torah, like learning in depth, but he was not misakin on anything, whether it's Krishma, even Birchus HaMazon, he wasn't misakin on Birchus Krishma, all these things, Mevarach Lefneim Ulachareim, which actually here does not just mean thinking about, the Tosfos Yontif says, he actually can say the words. He can actually speak out the words. The only thing that Ezra was misakin was that you can't go and speak out learning Torah in depth. Now, the Rav brings down that the truth is that, and this is, almost everybody holds this, that the Takana of Ezra does not apply anymore, because the Takana was, most of the people couldn't stand by it, and also it did not spread out among all of Klai Yisrael, so it was very limited, and therefore, nowadays, everybody can learn Torah, Davin, Bench, Krishma, all these things, even if they're a Baal Keri, even if they had not gone to the mikvah. Mikra Adin.